Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include CECC urges Chinese Communist Party to stop persecution of Falun Gong. Minghui report, 45 Falun Gong practitioners die as a result of persecution in first half of 2019. Minghui.org launches Polish version of website. Falun Gong practitioners submit a list of human rights violators to the U.S. State Department. India, peaceful protest to raise awareness of the 20-year-long persecution in China. And a centenarian's gratitude to Dafa for being illness-free. Now for the stories.
CECC urges Chinese Communist Party to stop persecution of Falun Gong. The Congressional Executive Commission on China, CECC, issued a statement on July 20, 2019, urging the Chinese Communist Party to stop its persecution of Falun Gong. The statement read, "For the past 20 years, Falun Gong practitioners have experienced appalling and unacceptable human rights abuses in China." This statement was issued by Representative James McGovern, chair of the CECC, and its co-chair, Senator Marco Rubio. "Many Falun Gong practitioners have been subjected to arbitrary detention, torture, forced labor, and constant harassment. Since the Chinese Communist Party began the suppression of Falun Gong on July 20, 1999. It continued by saying, "On this sad anniversary, the Chinese government should end the persecution of Falun Gong and allow an independent and transparent UN investigation into the human rights abuses suffered by Falun Gong over the past two decades." The statement cited two cases in which practitioners are currently imprisoned for their belief. The statement said, "We also urge the Chinese government to immediately and unconditionally release Deng Guiping, Zhuo Hongqiao, and numerous other Falun Gong practitioners, and respect the freedom of all Falun Gong practitioners to hold their belief and their right to practice in accordance with those beliefs as guaranteed under the international human rights standards and China's own constitution." The CECC was created by the U.S. Congress in October 2000 to monitor human rights and the development of the rule of law in China and to submit an annual report to the President and the Congress. It consists of senators, members of the House of Representatives, and senior administration officials appointed by the President.
Minghui report, 45 Falun Gong practitioners die as a result of persecution in first half of 2019. As the persecution of Falun Gong enters its 20th year, another 45 practitioners lost their lives in the first half of 2019 after being persecuted for not renouncing their faith. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a spiritual and meditation discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. The peaceful practice has been brutally persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime since July 1999. At the time of writing, 4,326 practitioners are confirmed to have died as a result of the persecution. Among the 45 newly confirmed death cases, 27 were female and 18 male. Their ages range from 28 to 87, with an average age of 61. Shandong province had the most death cases, with 8 confirmed, followed by Jilin and Liaoning province, each registering 5 cases, Beijing and Heilongjiang provinces both reporting 4 cases, and Inner Mongolia and Hebei with 3 each. The 45 deceased practitioners came from all walks of life and included teachers, doctors, engineers, farmers, and scientists. Some of the practitioners died shortly after being arrested, while others passed away due to deteriorating health after years of torture in prison. An 82-year-old woman died a few hours after being arrested for distributing informational materials about Falun Gong. A martial arts champion died 5 years after he was released from a 13-year prison term.
Mingwei.org launches Polish version of website. The Republic of Poland is a country located in Central Europe. Established in the 10th century, the Polish state has had a long and turbulent history. Poland became a large and influential European country, but was also ruled by outsiders for more than 100 years. With a population of about 38 million, Poland ranks 9th in population in Europe. Throughout the history of Poland, the Polish people have made outstanding contributions in many fields, including the areas of science and music. Falun Dafa was introduced in Poland in 2001 and has been picked up and passed along enthusiastically ever since. Today, there are Falun Dafa practitioners in more than 20 cities in Poland. Polish practitioners are involved in many truth clarification projects. They hold activities regularly to raise awareness of the persecution of Falun Dafa in China. The Polish Golden Dragon Dance Team takes part in parades in Poland and other European cities, including Vienna, Prague, Berlin, and Paris. The Polish language version of the Epoch Times was launched in 2017. Polish practitioners often visit elected officials to introduce Falun Dafa, raise awareness of the persecution in China, and seek support for bringing about its end. Shen Yun performed in Lodz, Poland in 2009, 2010, and 2015. In 2008, Poland hosted the European Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference. The Polish edition of Mingwei.org was inaugurated in July 2019. We hope that it will benefit the further spread of Falun Dafa in Poland and help fulfill the mission of saving more people.
Falun Gong practitioners submit a list of human rights violators to the U.S. State Department. On the 20th anniversary of the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China, practitioners in the U.S. submitted a name list of human rights violators to the U.S. State Department, urging the agency to deny visas and port entry for these individuals. This is a follow-up to the agency's decision earlier this year to tighten visa vetting and restrict entry of human rights violators. The decision was based on the U.S. laws on entry and immigration and Presidential Proclamation 8697 issued in 2011. An official from the U.S. State Department confirmed receipt of the submissions and said they will take appropriate actions on all cases. He also said that all the people denied visas due to human rights abuses were involved in the persecution of Falun Gong. Citing Mingwei.org as a reliable and trustworthy source, he praised that the evidence provided by Falun Gong practitioners was credible and well-formatted and was among the best. When the official explained the various laws regarding visa ineligibility, he mentioned that some of them apply to the perpetrator's spouse and children as well. He also indicated that the pattern of the perpetration is not important, but the specific details are. As long as one case has substantial specifics, that perpetrator may be subject to visa ineligibility. The official also mentioned that numerous other countries have enacted or are considering enacting laws similar to the U.S.'s Global Magnitsky Act, which can be used to deny human rights violators visa applications and restrict their assets in the U.S. During the past 20 years, the Mingwei website has collected information about a large number of perpetrators and their actions against Falun Gong practitioners. Key individuals will be continually selected and submitted to the State Department. The individuals include leaders from the Propaganda Department, the Political and Legal Affairs Committee, and the 610 Office, as well as doctors involved in forced organ harvesting, judges, and officers from prisons and labor camps. Their involvement includes issuing policies, giving instructions, and carrying out orders.
India, peaceful protest to raise awareness of the 20-year-long persecution in China. Falun Dafa practitioners held activities in Mumbai, Pune, Bangalore, Nagpur, Coimbatore, and Hyderabad to mark the 20th anniversary of practitioners' peaceful resistance against the persecution by the Chinese communist regime that started on July 20th, 1999. Although banned in the country of its origin, Falun Dafa is practiced in over 130 countries. Falun Dafa practitioners around the world hold peaceful demonstrations, rallies, and candlelight vigils to help make people aware of the persecution in China. Practitioners in Mumbai and Pune organized a meditation and candlelight vigil at the Bandra Bandstand in Mumbai, a famous seaside promenade frequented by locals and tourists. Practitioners demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises on a rainy day. Paper lotus flowers on the wet ground looked as if they were floating in water. People accepted informational leaflets about the persecution and many were shocked that Falun Dafa is being persecuted in China. Practitioners from Bangalore organized an event at Freedom Park in Bangalore's central business district, where they distributed flyers, demonstrated the exercises, and talked to the public. The event concluded with a candlelight vigil. Many people in vehicles stopped by to get a flyer, and some were deeply moved after learning about the persecution in China. In Nangpur, practitioners organized a group study session in the afternoon and attended a meditation and candlelight vigil in the evening near Indora Square. The practitioners distributed flyers and informed many people about the ongoing persecution in China. Practitioners participated in an annual book fair in Coimbatore and demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises at their booth. In Hyderabad, a practitioner put up banners and distributed informational cards about Falun Dafa and the persecution. Many approached on their own to collect the cards and to inquire about where to find a group exercise site.
A centenarian's gratitude to Dafa for being illness-free. Some say that few people live to be 70. Well, I turned 100 years old in 2018. I used to have all kinds of health problems. Because I practiced Falun Dafa, Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa, purified my body, which enabled me to live healthy to age 100. I currently live by myself and take care of myself. I can do simple housework and cook simple meals on my own. My son shops for me and delivers the purchases to my house. My daughter comes to clean the house every week. However, I always try to do things for myself. I live on the second floor and always use the stairs. I like to go out and walk around to distribute informational flyers about Falun Dafa. I do my best to clarify the truth to awaken people. I was influenced by Buddhism early in my difficult life and believed that there was a God from an early age because someone in my family had believed this. In 1996, I heard about Falun Dafa, which was said to be a kind of Buddhist practice. I was eager to learn when I heard about it, so I joined a practice site close to my house. I was very excited after learning Dafa. It was exactly what I'd sought all my life. I studied Falun Dafa and practiced with other practitioners. All of my health problems soon disappeared. I felt rejuvenated and comfortable all over. I was ecstatic at that time and happy like a child every day. These days, I often go out to clarify the truth, distribute Falun Dafa informational materials, and put up posters. People are surprised to see that I am so healthy and strong at my age. I tell them the truth of Falun Dafa. They all believe me and understand that Falun Dafa is good. They do not believe the lies broadcast on television. I am grateful to Venerable Master for giving me a healthy body and for his merciful salvation. I, a centenarian, hope that everyone in the world will sincerely repeat, Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. Those who know the truth will be blessed. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.